USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats attempt to ram a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package down the throats of American taxpayers, Republicans are demanding a full 600-page bill reading and painful multi-hour voterama. The procedural war is aimed at forcing Democrats to defend several parts the GOP considers unnecessary and partisan. While the process won't substantially impact the final version of the bill, it'll provide plenty of TV ammunition for future campaign messaging. While the U.S. Capitol continues to look like a war zone, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security predict violent domestic extremist attacks will rise in 2021. Without providing any evidence beyond hearsay, the joint report says extremists have discussed plans to take control of the Capitol and remove Democratic lawmakers as of today, March 4th. Because of this, the House sent everyone home today. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Walt Disney Company plans to close more than 60 of its North America Disney stores, eliminating roughly 20% of its global presence as it focuses more on e-commerce. The company has about 300 Disney stores now, a number that has shrunk dramatically over the years. Hurting Americans need financial help. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports on the relief package.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House.
Nothing will be heard today as members were sent home because of threats. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to explain away and apologize to the three women accusing him of sexual harassment.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Disturbing, serious, troubling. Senate Democrats use those words to describe the three allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. But calling for his resignation is another matter entirely. Some lawmakers are silent on removing him from office, and that's just bad for everybody. Bad behavior without repercussions will not discourage anyone from entering into such bad behavior in the future. Mississippi dropped their COVID-19 mask mandate Wednesday. Now get ready for concerts and sporting events to return to Texas. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.